How have you not won that game today?
I think it's down to a very good side we're playing against, in all honesty. You know, the second half they put us under a lot of pressure. We had some very good moments ourselves, but so did they. You know, but I think to concede the two goals that we did were a little bit soft. But saying that, we were under a lot of pressure at the time. That goes out with... It's frustrating, really. We've got to, you know, last 10 minutes of the game. And we concede, but in saying that, you know, we've done very well before that.
Is it a similar feeling to last week? I mean, you've worked hard, you've done everything right for so long, and then late on a bit of a sucker punch.
Well, the sucker punch is not so much of a blow for us in that respect, because they didn't open us up at all. You know, what happened, they had a corner, and you know, we went to clear off the line and completely miscontrolled it. You know, and any other day that would end up in the stands, and it popped straight back to the striker. Murphy put it in, you know, straight in front of goal with a yard out, so he couldn't really miss, could he? And the second one's a deflection, you know, so the keeper's got it covered completely, and it loops back off one of their men and goes in the goal. So that, it's been unfortunate, really, you know, but they didn't open us up, which was good.
They often say, don't they, when you're down there, that's the kind of luck you get.
Yeah, if you believe that, you'll end up staying down there. But I think from our perspective, you know, we're up against a very good side today, as you well know. Done very well with in lots of areas today against a quality side that mix put together. You know, the likes of Hunt and Murphy up the top's a bit windy, isn't it?
It's incredibly windy. Yeah, you've had to battle with that as well today.
Yeah, and you know, so really we've done okay. I have to say we've not done bad at all, really, in certain times in the game.
At least we can smile about this crouching under the press box to try and shield from the wind. I mean, you did do a lot right as well, as you've mentioned earlier there. I mean, they put a lot of pressure on in the second half, but you always seem to have them at arm's length. And attacking-wise, I mean, you've scored a deflection perhaps of the second free kick, but Chris's first goal is a tremendous strike, isn't it?
Yes, it was, yeah. And he had a great chance before that, if you can remember, and you know, went one-on-one with the keeper and put it wide. And then the second one, you don't think he's got anything at all, really, in which to play with. And he spins on a sixpence and smashes in the bottom corner from a great angle. So we have scored some very good opportunities today. We've taken it a couple of them, and we thought that was going to be enough for us.
If you are going to, you know, get out of the trouble that you're in, how important are O'Grady and Proschwitz going to be? I mean, there's a partnership, they're working well. It's still early days, isn't it? But they're kind of two players that could really help you here.
Well, yeah, they will help us as well, you know. And I think, you know, when you look at the game as a whole today, you know, I think we lost a little bit of shape late on in the game when we lost, you know, Jack Hunt. And that was a bit unfortunate, because I thought the back four were playing very well at the time. And it just rattled us a little bit, you know, it got a little bit disjointed in certain areas, because we've no out-and-out right-back at the club at the moment. So that was a little bit disappointing from our point of view, but we thought we got through it. But like I say, there's lots of good performances. Dale Gillian was outstanding again today. Two strikers, as you said. You know, throughout the side, the back four doing well, the keeper's doing well. You know, so we're just going to maintain that type of performance as we move along.
Yeah, I mean, how impressed have you been with Jennings? Because, you know, the last few games, he's been the one who people have consistently pointed at and said he's playing ever so well. Last week I saw him, and this week as well. He's doing so well for you at the moment, isn't he?
He's doing very well, yeah. I've been really pleased with him, and he's a major threat going forward. He puts people on the back foot, he's quick, he's sharp. He can score a goal, you know, and I know he's not too many at this moment in time, but he can score a goal. He is a threat going forward, so, you know, long may them performances get started getting better.
How do you think Thomas Sivka did when he came on as well? He's got a goal. It wasn't Breck Shea's day today, was it, really? But Sivka's come on and had an impact.
Yeah, well, we took Breck out for the last time. You know, he wasn't playing very well, but he hasn't been very well either. He's had a stomach upset. And he did well, in fairness, to go out, but he wasn't himself at all. So we brought him back off at half-time. And then Thomas comes on and gets a goal, which he's capable of doing. But again, with Thomas, you know, you're playing some people, you know, it's not the strongest position at times. But he does pop up and get yourself a goal. So he got us back in the game. Also, it gives us a little bit more of an edge in the game. But like I say, you've got to go back and look at the team we're playing against. And they're a very good side, very strong team. They had the wind at the back, like we had in the first half when we put them under pressure. They certainly put us under pressure. And I say, disappointing how we scored, the goals were scored, but really... You know, they did put a lot of pressure on us.
How is Jack Hunt? Because he battled on, didn't he? But I guess he could only go so far.
Yeah, he got a nasty whack on his ankle. It's the one that he broke about a year or so ago. You know, and so that's always a concern. But we feel he's okay. But But yeah, he couldn't continue. That's why we brought him off.
Even though you've only picked up one point in the last two games, do you feel like you've kind of kept some momentum still from the way that you've performed, and perhaps more importantly, the way that you've battled?
Well, we've got to have those qualities between now and, you know, the end of the season. The next 18 games, we've got to have them in every game, and that will give us a chance. You know, we can get the strongest team out we can. We hope we have some quality on the pitch as well. They'll score the goals for us or create the goals. That's what we've got to try and maintain. But the first and, you know, the prerequisite is about that quality of commitment to the cause. And you've seen that in the last two games. We've been very unfortunate, really, but the performances are there. So, you know, we've just got to make sure we can just ride our luck a bit more.